You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, good morning. What's up? And welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James. It is Saturday. It is August 1st. It is a brand new month. It is the 8th month. The number 8 means new beginnings. Come on, somebody. New. Okay, are you ready for something new? I know we still in a pandemic, but I don't really care about the pandemic because it's a new month. I'm still here. You're still here. And that means we still have work to do on this earth for the Lord. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right, y'all. Let's strap in. It's August 1st, 2020. Let's strap in and see what the Holy Spirit said to me on this first Saturday of August, August 1st, 2020, a day you ain't never seen before. I don't care if it started off the same way it always started. You ain't never seen this day before. So change your mindset and let's get it. So this morning before I got into my Bible, I was just praying in the natural and I was praying in tongues. I prayed and cried and prayed and cried. I repented and asked God for forgiveness for being lazy, for being disobedient, for not being in alignment with him, for saying things or doing things that were not of him, and even thinking things that were not of him. You know, I just wanted to wipe the slate clean. I was like, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I know that ain't how the song go as far as the tune, but you know what I'm saying? That's what I was asking the Lord to just create in me a clean heart and renew my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like every day you have to first die to flesh. You have to repent. You have to renew your heart every day. Okay. Each day is filled with its own stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so this morning, I just wanted to make sure in the name of Jesus that I wipe the slate clean. Okay. So if you need to do that, go and do that now. Just pause the podcast and be like, Lord, wipe the slate clean in your name, Jesus, in your mighty name, Jesus. Forgive me for being lazy. I know y'all probably like, you lazy? You disobedient? You know slow obedience is disobedience, which is still a sin. So I ain't leaving no stone unturned when it comes to sin, okay? I'm all lazy, yeah. I could have been lazy yesterday by not doing something that I was supposed to do. That's considered lazy. So I'm not intentionally lazy. Don't get it twisted now. I'm not intentionally lazy because I do, you know, do the things I'm supposed to do, but not always on time and not always on the day I'm supposed to do it on. So anyway, this morning I also asked the Holy Spirit some questions and he answered and said, don't force anything. It will happen. It won't, and it won't happen before my timing for it to happen. I was talking to him about some stuff and he was like, look, don't force anything. Don't force anything. And also, it won't happen before my timing for it to happen. Like, don't try to rush it, boo-boo, because it ain't going to happen before my timing for it to happen. And you know, I cried a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I cried. I cried for a bit, then I felt this peace because I don't ever want anything before God wants me to have it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing prematurely, nothing. Like, Nothing. There are some things that I've had in my life, and it only, like, the good only lasted for a little while because I realized that I made it good. I did that. And I don't want what I want no more. I want what God wants for me, what God has for me. I want my desires to line up with His. And I definitely want my timing to line up with His. My goodness, you talking about stuff that just be all out of alignment with time, man. So He was just letting me know, hey, don't force it. It won't happen before my timing for it to happen. So don't be tripping. Be patient. Because it ain't going to happen until I get ready for it to happen. Yesterday, I was listening to one of the ministers that I follow on Facebook named John Michael McKinney. And he said something, y'all, that just stopped me in my tracks. I was like, whoa. I'm talking about I was in the kitchen listening to him on this live. And I had to run to my room to get a notepad, note to self, keep a notepad in the kitchen. But I had to run to my room to write it down. He said, stop asking God for something that you refuse to prepare for. Yeah, exactly. I'm pausing for dramatics right now. Y'all, when he said that, I had to hit one of them. Ooh-wee. Okay. My daughter was sitting at the table. She looked at me because I was running to my room to write it down because he was live. It wasn't one of those, I can rewind it. I mean, I could have gone back and watched the replay, but that was so powerful, wasn't it? It was powerful and convicting at the same time. Stop asking God for something that you refuse to prepare for. I started thinking about what have I been asking God for and what have I been actively preparing for? Like, what? Y'all know, I mean, it's no secret that I definitely want to be married. Ain't no secret about that. If you just hearing it and you like, oh, that means you ain't been listening to the podcast. But of course I want to be married. I want to be in a God-ordained marriage. So I started thinking, y'all, I'm like, am I preparing for that? I did buy some new PJs the other week. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm preparing, you know, not wearing t-shirts and leggings and stuff, you know, the bed outside, actually wearing PJs. I'm just talking, y'all. But anyways, for real though, what about you? Are you prepared for the thing that you've been asking God for? I mean, even if you've been asking God for, a new house, are you prepared? Like, is your credit in check? One of my friends was just doing a live last night on real estate and talking about all the different things, you know, the things that you should be doing to prepare. Like, first of all, having a vision. Like, do you even have a vision for the thing that you're asking God for so that you can begin to prepare for it? You know, you asking God for something and not preparing for it? That's not cool. That's not cool at all. Okay. I don't even know why I went into a whole nother accent. But that ain't cool. Because you can't prepare once it arrives. And furthermore, you won't be ready for when it comes. See, the Lord been telling me things are coming soon, fun, and suddenly. So I need to be sure. I need to ensure that I'm prepared. And how do I prepare for what I've prayed for? I know that's the question you're asking. And I'm going to tell you, the answer is be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Like, you praying for the thing. Matter of fact, it's like if God give you a vision, He's going to give you provision. If God gave you the vision for that person or that thing, that book, that business, that house, that car, that service project, whatever it is that He gave you a vision for, He's going to give you provision for. But you still have to prepare. Okay. You still have to prepare. And the way that you prepare is to be led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what should I do to get ready? Holy Spirit, what should I be doing right now to get ready for my husband? Holy Spirit, what should I do right now to get ready for a new house? Holy Spirit, what should I do right now to get ready for a business, to prepare for, to be an author? What should I be doing? I'm going to tell you right now, if you're preparing to be an author, Holy Spirit told me to tell you to write. That's what you should be doing. Writing. Okay. And researching too. Because you can't, you know, some, you do have to research in order to write. So, y'all, let's jump into Acts chapter 11. Because I don't want to hold you long on this Saturday morning. I just wanted to say that. I don't want to hold you long. You know them pastors that be saying that. I ain't going to hold you long. And it'd be like 2 hours later. It'd be like, I thought you said you weren't going to hold us long. And they be the longest holding pastors ever, okay? But I'm not a pastor, and so therefore I won't hold you long. But y'all know we studying Acts, the book of Acts. We're reading it together for the scriptural Bible study, the on assignment by God scriptural Bible study. And we are reading in the book of Acts. We are on chapter 11. Yes, chapter 11. Y'all, chapter 10 was so good. Chapter 11 piggybacks right off, of course, is the next chapter. But there were several verses that stood out to me that I want to discuss and share with you guys. So get your pen and paper out. If you're listening to this while you're driving, don't worry about the pen and paper. You can come back to it. But these are the verses that really stood out to me, and I believe the Holy Spirit highlighted them to me to give me a revelation. Acts 11:12. This one right here. The Spirit told me to accompany them with no doubts at all. The Spirit told. Now, when I read that, let's read Acts 11:11. Come on, 11:11. This is Peter talking. He said, at that very moment, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to accompany them with no doubts at all. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we went into the man's house. This is Peter talking to the Jewish people. He like basically replaying the story of what had happened at Cornelius's house. You got to read Acts chapter 10 in order to get what we're talking about in Acts chapter 11. But what I want to point out that stood out for me is the Spirit told him to accompany them with no doubts. As I was reading this, I realized that Peter went to Cornelius's house simply because the Spirit told him to go, and not just go with no doubts. That's good right there, because y'all, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something and then you be doubting it. Or he'll tell you about something and you start doubting it. Who is that creating doubt in your mind? That's definitely not the Holy Spirit. It says the Spirit told me, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit told me to accompany them with no doubts at all. Come on now. Come on, that's so good right there. Okay, I'm going to keep moving. Acts 11:15. Peter was, of course, telling this story to the people who were tripping that he had gone to Cornelius' house, because Cornelius was a Gentile, right? And they weren't supposed to be, you know, going all in their houses and, you know, like that. It was like racism, basically, back then. It was racial division. I ain't going to say racism. It was like a racial divide, right? But he said, but of course, Peter was led by the Holy Spirit to go. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people over here like, oh, I'm not gonna go talk to this person because they don't look like me. Come on. If Holy Spirit tell you to go talk to him, you better, with no doubts, take your butt over there and talk to him. So Peter was telling them the story about what had happened. And then Peter said, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them. The Holy Spirit came down on who? The people at Cornelius's house. The Gentiles, the people that were different from the apostles, they weren't Jewish, they were Gentiles. He said, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them. Y'all, when we led by the Holy Spirit to speak, other people can receive the Holy Spirit. But this the part that tripped me out. It said, when he began to speak. Did you notice that? When he began to speak, because see, you can easily slide right on past that and miss it. When he began, all Peter had to do was begin. What is it that you're so focused on the end when God is saying, all I need you to do is begin and I'll do the rest? What is it? You focused on some, you thinking about the end, and God is saying, all I need you to do is begin. Come on, bars. Y'all know I be getting bars on these podcasts. Okay, popping bars on the podcast. Anyway, Acts 11:20, in this verse, they started speaking to the Greeks. Okay, so now, you know, Peter had told them all about what had happened. And so when they heard the story, they glorified God they glorified God, saying, so then God has given repentance resulting in life even to the Gentiles. So even to the Gentiles, God, the Holy Spirit came on them like God is no respecter of persons. You can be Jewish or Gentile. It doesn't matter. You can be black or white or Asian. It doesn't matter. Okay, we were all created by God. Listen to yesterday's podcast. Okay, so now moving on in chapter 11. Now they talked about what had happened. And now they're out there spreading the word of Jesus, right? Spreading the word about Jesus. So in Acts 11:20, in this verse, they start speaking to the Greeks. They told the Greeks about the good news of Jesus. And as they were telling them, the Lord's hand was on them, right? The Lord's hand was on them, and a large number who believed turned to the Lord. That lets us know that the Lord's hand will be with us when we speak about him to others, including the Greeks. I said the Lord's hand will be with us when we speak about him to others, including the Greeks. Are you Greek? And do you need to turn to the Lord? I know right now the Lord's hand is with me as I speak to the Greeks. And I know that a large number of you who believe will turn to the Lord. Amen. Are you Greek? And do you need to turn to the Lord? All right. Acts 11:23 says, when you turn to the Lord, be encouraged to remain true to the Lord with devoted hearts. This stood out to me too, because not only were they speaking to people and telling them about the Lord and the Lord's hand was on them, this verse tells you that Barnabas, I believe it was Barnabas. Was that who it was that was talking to them? Yeah. My boy Barnabas. My guy Barnabas. I'm going to tell y'all about Barnabas in a minute. Barnabas basically said to them, be encouraged and remain true to the Lord with a devoted heart. He was talking to the Greeks that had turned to the Lord. So if you're Greek and you need to turn to the Lord and you do so, be encouraged to remain true to the Lord with devoted hearts. Mm-hmm. The word devoted hearts really stands out because if you Greek, you'll know what that means. But if you Greek, you need to ask yourself, do I need to turn to the Lord? Because when you turn to the Lord, you remain true to the Lord with devoted hearts. I know you're hearing this message, and I know a large number of you who believe will turn to the Lord. Acts 11:24. Let's talk about my guy Barnabas. Y'all, I'ma just gonna say it. Barnabas is the kind of husband I want. I know y'all like, wait, what? Y'all, when I read this verse, I immediately had that thought though. I was like, oh, I like Barnabas. Why? Barnabas was a good man, okay? First of all, Barnabas was encouraging. Hello, y'all know I'm an encourager. Encouragement Inc., name of my business, encourager. Barnabas was an encourager, okay? He encouraged the people to remain true to the Lord with a devoted heart. Come on now, if he encouraging other people to be devoted to the Lord. You know he devoted to the Lord. Okay. So I'm just saying, Barnabas is the kind of husband that I want. Because Barnabas was a good man. He was not only a good man, because, you know, just being a good man ain't good enough. He was full of Holy Spirit and of faith. Clearly, three things that are a must for me. Okay. Y'all better have three things from the Bible that are a must for you too. Okay. For my single sisters, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Why am I catching air with my hands? Y'all, I'm like, yes, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. But I don't want my brothers that listen to the podcast to feel like they're being left out, because brothers, she can be a good woman, full of Holy Spirit and of faith. Come on now. She need to be full of Holy Spirit and of faith and a good woman. Okay, come on. Come on, good women. Shout out to all the good women out there. I'm shouting myself out. Okay. He that findeth the wife find a good thing. Come on through, husband. Anyway, y'all, it's Saturday, so y'all know I'm wilding out a little bit. Okay, let's keep moving, because I got to wrap this up. I'm acting like the preacher, right? I'm going longer than I said. Acts 11:25. Wait a minute. My boy Barnabas was not just a good man. He was a connector. He was a connector. He was connecting people and stuff. He was connecting Saul to the people so that the people could be saved and stuff. Come on, Barn. I call him Barn for short. Y'all, he was a connector and he taught the word of God too. It says Barnabas went and found Saul and brought him back to serve in Antioch for a whole year, teaching large numbers of Christians. Y'all, look at Barnabas serving and stuff. Come on now. Come on now. And Antioch is actually where we first hear about the name Christian. That's where we first hear the name Christian, being called a Christian. Of course, it's derived from the word Christ. And the disciples were first called Christians for the one whom they worshiped and obeyed. And Dr. Tony Evans said, if we gonna bear Christ's name in the world, if we gonna call ourselves Christians, then we must likewise bear his attitudes, his actions, his character, and his conduct. Right? You call yourself a Christian, you got to be acting like Christ. What would Jesus do? Okay, get you a bracelet. What would Jesus do? All right. And then the last verse that really stood out to me was Acts 11:29. There was a famine that took place. And it says that one of the prophets had predicted that there was going to be a famine. He predicted it by the Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. This prophet predicted by the Spirit that there was going to be a famine. And it says that each disciple, according to his ability, don't miss that part, according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers and sisters who were experiencing the famine. This lets us know right here that as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to be the ones to help others that are experiencing famine in their lives right now. But we are to do it according to our ability. Okay. And we got to be determined to do it. You can't just be like, oh, I should help people, and then you never do it. You never actually do it. You got to be determined, like they were, to send relief to the brothers and sisters that were experiencing famine. And it says you got to do it according to your ability. You can't donate a million if you ain't got a million. But if you got 100, donate 100. And I know I'm saying 100, but $100 for the people that don't understand 100. 100. If you got 100, donate 100. If you got 1,000, donate the 1,000. Donate according to your ability. Okay? Don't just be donating a dollar and you know you can donate $1,000. Okay? And I know that's like, who would donate a dollar? But back, you know, in the church, you know where I'm going with this, the people in the church. Y'all know when that offering plate used to go around, we used to just give a dollar. My goodness, we used to give a dollar. People still do that. I know we on online church right now, but people still was putting that dollar in that offering tray as it passed them by. Y'all, come on. Come on. According to your ability, what are you able to do? What are you able to do? I know our Father God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. What are you able to do? All right, y'all. Today's word has been so good, hasn't it? I'm going to keep moving because I probably stepped on some people's toes. I stepped on my own toes, okay, because I used to give a dollar. But today's word has been so good, and I really do just love how we have grown here at On Assignment by God. You and I, when I say we've grown, we read the word of God together, and we're learning so much that can be applied to our lives each and every day. We are growing. Look at you. Look at how much you've grown. Look at me. Look at how much I've grown. Look at we have grown. So y'all, be encouraged today to always be led by the Holy Spirit in everything you do. And listen, the only way that you can hear from him to know what to do is to build a relationship with him so that you can hear his voice clearly. If you struggle with hearing the voice of the Lord clearly, check your relationship status with him. Like, how much time do you spend with him? How much time do you spend in his word? He wants to lead you. He wants to lead you. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you. But the question is, are you willing to be led? All right, y'all, that is a wrap up for this Saturday, the first Saturday of the month, the first day of the month, August 1st, the eighth month, new beginnings. August is the month of new beginnings. And I just pray that this month is a new beginning for you, that the Lord takes you to the next level, that you hear his voice clearly, that you are obedient to him, that you are led by the Holy Spirit. That's what I pray for you. Now, before I let you go, I've got to give you these assignment questions. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, are you willing to be led by the Holy Spirit? All right, y'all. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Make sure you get into an online service tomorrow. There will be no Sunday segment tomorrow, but on my Facebook, I will be posting some past segments for you to check out, okay? So this is one of those Sundays where you can play catch up and listen to some previous podcast episodes for the Sunday segment, which is called Your Conversations with God. It really helps when you hear how other people hear from God. It really helps you to be able to clarify hearing from God. And that's just so important because we all should be hearing from the Lord. And you do. You hear from him. Sometimes we just don't know that's him, or we've called it our gut or our intuition or something like that. But anyway, I just pray again that you will be led by the Holy Spirit. It's starting today. Like, if you haven't been led by the Holy Spirit, that you will be led. I pray that you will be led by the Holy Spirit this month, and that you will be like Peter. And it says, the Spirit told me to accompany them with no doubts at all, that you'll be led by the Holy Spirit and that you won't have any doubts at all. Okay. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you subscribing. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or even Anchor. I believe those are the three platforms that we're on right now. Be sure to subscribe. Okay. And make sure you also go to the blog and subscribe as well, because that will allow me to talk to you personally. So be sure to go to the blog on assignmentbygod.com and subscribe. All right. All right, guys. I'll talk to you on Monday.